I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her country was working with its allies to assess whether Syrian President Bashar Assad's government was behind Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on rebel-held Douma.
If this is the responsibility of Assad's regime in Syria, then it's yet another example of the brutality and brazen disregard for their people that they show.
Russia has told the UN Security Council it would put two draft resolutions on Syria to a vote on Tuesday because it does not agree with a U.S. text to create a new inquiry into who is to blame for the chemical weapons strike in Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump railed about FBI raids on his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's New York office and a hotel where he had been staying, calling them a total witch hunt. Michael Brown explains what charges Cohen could be facing.
The Washington Post reported late Monday, Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations, according to a person with knowledge of the case.
Cohen's attorney, Stephen Ryan, said the search was based in part on a referral from special counsel Robert Mueller to federal prosecutors in New York. Both the special counsel's office and the U.S. attorney's office did not comment on Monday's raid. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at the Boao Forum. One of the key messages of President Xi's speech was that China was open for business. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will face tough questions on Capitol Hill this week. Catherine Gibson reports.
Facebook